Today's shiur of Mishnah Briyani, live from the Yerushalayim hills of the Aseret. We are continuing with the halachas of Hagolas Kalim to kasher the Kalim. Libun Hagola, kashering of the Kalim for Pesach. And we are up to Sif Yud Dalit. Kisui Shal Barzel. Shemechasim Bo Akedera. So you have here a kisui, the cover, a metal cover of Shemechasim Bo Akedera. Then we go ahead and we cover the pot with Tzarech Hagalah. You have to go ahead and do Hagalah on the cover of a pot. Kevon, Shemazia B'chol Shah Mechol Magdera. Since there is constantly and consistently steam that is going up from the Kedera, from the heat of the Kedera, up until the Kisui, to the cover. Bim Nasanua B'Pesach Al Hakedera below Hagalah. And if you then went ahead and put it on the Kedera, on Pesach, and you did not do Hagalah of the Kisui, call a Tashil Aser. The whole Tashil, right? So let's say you kasher the Cholpat, but you didn't kasher the cover. And then on Pesach, you make a Pesach Dik and Cholt, and you put the cover on it, the whole Tashil is going to be Aser. Shezeya sa Kisui Misarev Tashil, because the Zeya, the steam, okay, like the liquidy steam that went into the Kisui, now goes back into the Tashil, into the pot, into the Cholt. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah. Sivkatan pay. Shemechasim bo hakedera lafuke. This is coming to exclude also kisui sheofin ala basik. They used to go ahead and sometimes they would have a kisui where they would bake bread and they cover the bread, or they would put the bread on top of the kisui. But either way, the assumption is that the bread is coming in contact with the kisui. So there, tzarech libun. Why? Because there's no liquid. There's no liquid that is carrying that is carrying from the item to the kli, and therefore it's purely viewed as ala esh, and it's going to require libun. Okay, it seems here he's talking about where they would actually do the baking on the kisui. We'll see coming up where the kisui is on top of the bread and like it sort of covers the bread, but the bread also will come in contact directly with the kisui. In both of those cases, as we'll see, libun is going to be required. Sifkat and pe'al, kevin shemazia, since there's going to be steam, ratzon lomar. By the way, steam is different than reyach. Reyach, we had earlier, it's the fragrance, it's the smell of the food, as opposed to here, where it's actually steam from the dish, from whatever you're cooking in there. Ratzon lomar, so this means to say, in kain, nivla bo achametz, what's going to happen is, there's going to be a absorption of the chametz al yedei chom kli rishon. Based on the heat of a kli rishon, there's going to be an absorption of the chametz into the cover. The alkein, and therefore, tzarech hagala, therefore you're going to have to do mamish hagala, gam kein b'kli rishon. Also, in a kli rishon, below mahani erui. And you're not going to be allowed to kasher it just with erui from a kli rishon. It's going to have to go, okay, and be kashered in a kli rishon. Sifkatan pei beis. And if you went ahead and you put this cover on a kosher Pesach chont pot on Pesach, then it's going to aser the kosher Pesach chont. Afilu im hakisui hudach hetev. Even if you went ahead and you cleaned the cover really well and you soaked it, and she'ein bo chashash mishum chametz ben. So you went ahead and you rinsed it and you soaked it and you even scrubbed it. Still, afilu hachi aser. It's going to be aser. Mishum zeyas hachametz, zeyas chametz ablua bezocho. Because of the zeyah, because of the steam from the chametz, right? The steam of the chont, like the barley and all that good stuff, has now invaded the kisui, and it's going to now be absorbed in the kisui. And what's going to, sheyored umis arev, the tafshil, it's going to then come out of the kisui back into the kosher pesach tafshil, al yedei hahevel haola, mea tafshil, la kisui kishuroseach, based on all the steam that's going to be going up from the new tafshil to the kisui when it is what? When it is piping hot inside the pot. Ube Pesach isuro b'mashu. And as you know, on Pesach, the isur is b'mashu, even with a little amount. B'nasanua be'erev Pesach achar sheish shos. And if, however, it was placed on the chol pot on erev Pesach after 6 hours, so then it all depends. Oz im yesh shishim b'tafshil neged kol hakisui. If there is enough in the chompat that is going to be shishim to whatever is in the kisui. Don't ask me exactly how you figure that out. That's what Mr. Shemini got for your day up. Mutter. Then it's going to be what? Then it's going to be mutter. Why? Because, as you know, it's only on Pesach itself that there's no bittel b'shishim. On Erev Pesach, even though chametz is aser and aser to eat, on Erev Pesach after chatzos, it's not aser b'kol shehu. It will be bittel b'shishim. It's not going to aser b'kol shehu in a tarovis. V'chein im akisui eino ben yomo me'es shekisui kisu bo kederes chametz. So too on Erev Pesach, if the kisui is not a ben yomo, then as you all know, mutter b'shas adchak l'kuli alma. It's going to be mutter regardless, even if there isn't shishim in the shasat chak situation, according to everybody. Why? Because the no same time of gam be erev pesach mutter. Because on erev pesach, as you know, this is like the rest of the year, that if you have a situation where you're dealing with einol ben yomo, even though it's usher to cook with an einol ben yomo, it's usher l'chadchila to cook with an einol ben yomo, even though it's no same time of gam, but the evidence mutter. So therefore, in Erev Pesach, it will be mutter if you're dealing with a kisui that was not a ben yomo that wasn't used in the past 24 hours. Masha'en came to Pesach, as we know, afilu imhu eino ben yomo. We know that not only is chametz b'mashahu, but also, even if it's also an eino ben yomo, it's going to be asir l'das haramah, it's going to be asir according to the ramah le'el, simon tuf mem zayin, sif yud b'hagah, that as you remember, that according to the ramah, not only is chametz asir b'mashahu on Pesach, there's also no same town of Gam, there's no chiluk b'di'eved between something that's a ben yomo and not a ben yomo, because no same town of Gam, the Ramah holds, is not going to be mutter b'di'eved on Pesach itself. Again, you have to go back there. There were certain combinations that there were kulas with, ayin shum, but in terms of the issue of if you have one or the other, namely, there is no wat, there is no shishim, but it is an eino ben yomo, or there is shishim, but it's a ben yomo, on Pesach itself, for sure, it's going to be aser, for at least for us Ashkenazim. I don't know how the Sfaradim Paskin, how they make all the time of Gam. I don't know, you got to ask those who follow the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, Gabe that. Not sure if everyone, I don't know if all Sfaradim are Mekel, like the Shulchan Aruch, the time of Gam, is mutter b'di'evid on Pesach itself. Anyone know? Any Sfaradim here know? No? Okay, let's move later. Pei Gimel. Kol ha-tafshil. So, he comes and he says, the whole tafshil, v'akdera, and the pot is going to be usher if the kisui was placed on the chont on Pesach. Okay? Sifkotan pei dalit. Shezeyas ha-kisui. Shezeyas ha-kisui v'chule. He says as follows, what's the basic yisui? That the zeya, this steam, literally zeya means like sweat, but talking about the steam and the liquid that comes up. In niskar miyad, he says, and if you, let's say, right away, after you put the kisui on the pot on Pesach, immediately, hasiru minakteri, take it off the pot. V'roshu yaveshada, and you saw that you did it so quick that it didn't even get any steam on it. Like you're feeling it, it's totally dry still. So in that case, right, v'roshu yaveshadayim, it did not yet go ahead and steam up from the heat of the tafshil shabakdera. So then I read tafshil mutter b'achila, and of course the tafshil will be mutter b'achila as well as the pot. The gamma kedera mutter is right, and the kedera is also going to be okay, meaning it's not going to trave up anything if you could see with your eyes that you took it off so quickly that there was no, right, there was nothing from the koshal pesach chonk hit the, no steam hit the kisui. You took it off right away. So you took it right away so that chametz dika kisui did not make any contact with the zeya that would go back now into the kosher of the Pesach Chulpan and trafe it up. So he says, Af Shneim Roschim. He says, even though they're both hot, let's say even if the kisui was already hot, v'naga echad b'chavero, and the kisui went ahead and touched the pot, still it's not going to be a problem. She'ein, we had this already. She'ein it iser yotze mikli l'kli, that the iser does not travel from one kli to the other kli. The chametz of one kli will not reach the other kli below rotev, without any medium, without any conduit of rotev of sauce or liquid or anything like that. K'deisa b'yaredeya simon kuf sari gimel. So you know you need at least to have the zeya. You need to have that steam that would be coming from the liquid of the chont to go ahead and hit the kli and then bring it back in. Avalim shah kisui mi'at al hakdera b'inyan sheyesh lacho shema kvar hischil tzara pnimi shel kisui lazia. However, if the kisui was on the pot long enough that you could be chayshesh, that maybe the inside of the kli already started, okay, to get the steam on it, lazia ad shahaya yatzal lezbo b'zeyazu, to a point where it's It's not just that it's steam. It has to be steam that's yad, that's already yad selezbo. Okay, it could be if it's like it's very distant and things like that. It has to be if you have steam that was yad selezbo that hit the kisui, then hariya tafshil vakdera yasurin, the tafshil vakdera are going to be aser. Sif test vav. So what's sif test vav? Kisui shel barzel shemesimim oisoi al hacharora kishin nefis al akira sarach libur. So now we're talking about where you have a kisui of barzel that is put on top of charora, on some type of biscuit, right? Kishenefes al akira. There's some type of baked cookie or, you know, a cracker or whatever it is. Tzarech libun. It's going to require libun, as I said before. Because what's the pshat? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkan pei. Hey, tzarech libun. Lefisha berova pamim nogea akisui begufa charora. He says, because most of the time, the kisui is going to come in contact with the charara, with the baked item that is tachta, that is under it. Ubolea mimena, and it's going to absorb from it the tam of chametz. Shelo al yedei mashke. It's not via any liquid. That being the case, it's ela al yedei chom ha'esh. It's an exact transfer based on, you know, it's a pure transfer based on fire, the chametz, and the into the kli. Vayein b'pri megadim the libun zeh, and he says, and check out the pri megadim that this libun lo mahani libun kal. For this libun, a libun kal will not suffice. Ela achi yehei nitzosos nitazin heimenu. The only way libun's going to work in such a case, it has to be a full blown libun chamor, where it's going to start. There's going to be sparks flying, or it's going to get a red hot glow. But libun kal, which is just where the straw will get a little burnt up, will get burnt up when it touches the outside of the kli, that libun will not suffice here, because here you need a full-blown libun, like any time you're cooking directly. Anytime you're, I shouldn't say cooking, anytime there is either baking or roasting, where it's pure contact between the fire, the kli, and the humitz, it's going to require libun gamur. We move right there. Sif tes zayin. Midoicha muteres ba hagala. So we're back to our midoicha, which is like the mortar where you go ahead. It's the kli in which you go ahead and you do grinding in it. So that you can kasher it with hagala. V'migadola she'ena yichol lachnisa biyora. And if it's a big one, if it's a big midoicha that you can't stick into a big pot, it's too big to stick into the big pot. Mesim ba mayim roschim, you can go ahead and place on it, meaning pour on it piping hot water. Umachnis besocha, and put inside of it an eben rosachas, a stone that is burning, fiery hot. Va'ola harasicha b'chol svasa, and then the heat of that eben will then go up to all the way to the top of the pot, to the edges and the rim of the pot. Because whenever you do such a thing, it would be the equivalent of hagala of a kli rishon. As you remember, we had seen that this is what's called irui kli rishon, which is when you pour from a kli rishon. So that caches things that are, and that require, okay, that caches things that had its blia with irui. But what happens if its irui was with hagala and a kli rishon? So then you can't use a regular irui. But what you could use sometimes, as we'll see when those sometimes are, is something that is, as we'll see, close to an equivalent and would work in certain situations as an equivalent of Hagala and a Kli Rishon. If you add a Evan Rosachas to the Irui Kli Rishon, somehow that will take the place of a full-blown Hagala and a Kli Rishon, even though it's an Irui, because the piping hot stone does not let the Irui, the pouring of the water from the Kli Rishon, cool off. That's the whole chal. So let's see exactly how this works here and what's the basis of it working here. Now, what's interesting here is that we're not talking about where the blia actually came about via cooking in a kli rishon. The blia came about via the grinding in it. So like, what's going on? So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Peivav. Midaicha, bein shel eitz, bein shel even. Whether it's a mortar that's made of wood, or whether it's made of stone, or matachas, or metal. But you're regilin leduch b'solcho shumim udvarim charifim in peru lechem. And what they would do is they would chop up and grind in this kli, this meducha, garlic, and other things that were charif, like onions, with the lechem, with the breadcrumbs. V'udami lebeis so'or ubeis charoses. This is similar to the type of kli that we're going to see coming up, where they would have in it a yeasty piece of what? Piece of dough that's chametz, that not really even yeasty. It's where you have dough that's been around for a long time that now can go ahead and act as like a yeast for other bread. And beis charoses, these are examples of things that are charif, hamavur lekaman b'sif chavbeis, and therefore they are boleya even though there is no heat. Normally you need heat for bliya, but you could have bliya either through malicha, if you remember. You could have bliya through dvarim charifin that stay in there for a long time, or things that are there kavush, right, for 24 hours. So here too as well. And the Mechaber is going with his opinion there, where he paskins that a base seor, what suffices to get rid of the bliyas that come out of these dvarim charifim that go into the, that are boleya into the kli? Hagala. So he says, im yidola sitkan bezayin, then the bikdana she'ef shalach nisa latoch yora. Now, if it's a small medocha that you can put into a big pot, so you can't rely on this kula of an eben rosachas, of a stone that is red hot. There you have to actually take it, the medocha, and put it mamash into a kli rishon that's boiling. Ain't lahakel agila boven, you can't do a gala like this. The yesh poskim, because there are poskim shesovrin, the afa yidei avanim lo mikri agala, but kli rishon elayirui. Because there are poskim that actually hold that you can't flip your hagala b'kli rishon with an eben osachas. So therefore, we don't rely on it unless it's a situation where you can't what? Where you can't go ahead and do the hagala of the kli rishon. Sifkan peches. So he says here, the resicha has to go b'chol asvasa, has to go up to the whole rim. Ritzon aloma, that means shel yalu amayim gamal avi svasa milnala. He's saying the mayim has to go onto the thickness of the rim of the kli.
We continue in the Ramah now. Yesh machmir in the lad b'na medocha. There are those that are machmir to go ahead and do libun on the medocha. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkatan peites the lad medocha. Sfir lo digam the beisor lo mani agala el libun. This is the opinion that holds that even a beisor would not suffice with agala. We'll see this beisor later on. The kasvu haposkin dafkel in chametz bepesach, and Post can say this is specifically a chumrah by chametz pesach. Mashenkim b'shayim moser shana medocha shal iser by a regular mortar that's used with iser. She'ein hachshash rak mishanun shal iser. The chashash is only from the absorption of the fats of iser. Ein derech laducha shanunis in dvarim charifin, and it's not the derech to go ahead normally and grind the shanunis of iser with spicy things. Al kein sagi ba'gala l'kuleyama. Then it's going to be okay with Hagala according to everybody. With Nechshash of Chametz and putting breadcrumbs together with the Varim Charifin and grinding it in the mortar, that's something more Nechshash for, and therefore that's where there are those that require Hagala, both in this case as well as for the base Sa'or. Once again, the base Sa'or is a where they used to go ahead and have this kli, where they would keep the sor, this dough that was a sourdough. And what he's saying is that there are shitas that say that Hagala is not good there, and therefore Hagala would not be good here, and you require libun. Continue on in the Ramah. Ach, the libun kolduhu, dahinu shiyisruf alav kash, nibachutz, sagi. He says, however, that a libun kal, where all it has to do is get to the heat, where it could burn some straw on the outside, that's enough. And he says, v'noagin lelavno lechatila. And the minhag is to go ahead and do libun lechatchilu. However, he says, if it is a regular smooth kli, you will not require anything more than hagala, as opposed to im hadomadocha shel eitz yesh lekalfo b'chlei umenos. If it's a medocha made of wood, where there are these grooves and holes and things like that, one must peel it with an expert peeler. The chayshinon legumos, which we're concerned with. The holes, and then only after that, lagilo acharkach. Only after that to do hagala. Sifkat and sadi, the lav no lechatchila miyus sagile. It's on lomar. The minadin sagile ba hagala lebad gaderi shon. Meaning minadin, the Rama is saying that hagala will suffice for kashering the medocha that was grinded with spicy things and breadcrumbs and things like that. Acha minag ulavno, the minag is to go ahead and do libun of a libun kal. Valkein b'makom d'iyev shar b'libun, right, that's what he says, ad shakash. Valkein b'makom d'iyev shar b'libun, in case where you can't do libun, kagon b'chliyetz, like with wood, sagi ba'agala imhu chalak she'en bo gomos, then hagala will work if there are no gumos, no holes like in the cleats. Otherwise, you have to do as the Ramah says. You have to peel the gumos. You have to peel the wood so that there's no holes in the grooves. Because of Achronim, the medochos ketanos shalano. Now the Achronim write though in our mortars which are small, not big commercial mortars. Shel olam ein dachim mem chametz rak karkum veneglach. We don't go ahead normally and put chametz in there. Just the spices of karkum veneglach or berechayim shel pilpulin shalano or in our pepper mills. Even if it's metal, and you could do a libun, but we are not, it's chayshesh, this is sort of like what we saw in Sifkatan Beites, Legabe, Medocha Shal Isser all year long, that when it comes to the small home grinders, we don't usually put chametz in there. When we come up on Hagala, Sricha, still you require Hagala. The Shema Bala Socha Pamachas Chametz Mashu, because maybe a little bit of Chametz did get in there, even a Mashu, the Nivlo Besocha, and it got absorbed in there, Ali de Harifus of the Samim, based on the sharpness of the Besamim, Shadachu Bachakat, that you went ahead afterwards and ground it in. So it could be that the Chametz would get in there with the salt or whatever. U Mitzvah Namufcha Lagil, the Mitzvah Namufcha is to go ahead and to do Hagala, Beladal Chakol Kodan Yom Tov. The best thing to do is to do Hagala and do the grinding all before Yom Tov, so then you don't have to worry about a mashu because it's already batal. It's already batal b'shishim. Worst case scenario, u'b'di'eved afilu lohi galklal. But b'di'eved, he says, even if there was no agala, b'dachu b'sochot tavlin b'yom tov, b'nasnu b'toch hashavshil. He says, and even if in the end of the day there was no, he says, there was no hagala at all, and you went ahead on yontif and you did a grinding. And then you put it inside a tashil. Mitzadin achronim lahatir tashil. The achronim amatir the tashil ubeprat, and specifically imhu eno ben yomo. The vade in lachu b'dieved the sveika. You're not going to have to be machmir b'dieved based on a safek. Shemin esarev. Maybe there's a paper of chametz of some mishadachu bo. You don't have to worry about this because we're not machzik that there is chametz in there b'dieved that the spices were ground together with that chametz in there in these small mortars. You don't have the concern that you cut the zangvil with a chametz like a knife, because we don't assume an iser misveika. This is all about medukha, but there's only a chashash of bliya of chametz. Aval the hakmeister, in the hakmeister, that type of medocha or grounder or whatever it is, she'aduah shechol kena b'selim b'sakin shel chametz u'manichim oisay b'basar, in that type of kli where you know that the onions were cut with a knife of chametz and basar was put in there u'mechatchin b'hak meister ha'basar dak, and they go ahead and they cut up the basar very tiny. So yesh lomad after the ebed, those that say that even with the ebed it's going to be usar. Same thing with those that know that they put bread, pieces of bread together with onion, and they go ahead and they cut it all very, very tiny. Together, you know that the knife is going to have it. Okay, you can't be makel. Again, rak besakin chadash. You have to be careful not to go ahead and slice the zangvil. I think zangvil is either ginger. I think it's ginger or cinnamon. I think it's ginger. Rak b'sakin chadash. You should cut it always with a new knife. Ba'osan she'inim b'zirim b'zeh. Yotze kilkul b'zeh. And some who don't, something, some type of kilkul, right? You should always make sure to use a new knife for the spice cutting. Shechochi zangvil shudav harif b'sakin shal basa b'dachin ha'isav medocha. Because the person goes ahead and he cuts the zangvil, which is a davar charif, it's a charif spice with a sakin of basar, and then he goes ahead and he dachin also the medocha, and he grinds it up in the medocha. So he's saying it's good to always have a sakin chadash used just for the zangvil, and not go ahead and use it also for meat and things like that, because then you're going to run into trouble with basar b'chalav too. And afterwards, people go ahead and they'll cut it up b'samim and eat it with challah. What he's basically saying is, I make it very practical. People, when they cut onions, they should cut it with a basic power of a knife and never use a fleshek knife or a milchek knife for onions, because then you have trouble, because then you can go ahead. And in another situation, with flip it back and forth from milchek to fleshek, and this real bliya, al yidei, what's called duchka de sakina, where you're pressing with the sakin together with the spicy food, where there is bliya. Mishnah Brura Sifkat and Sadi Aleph, Ula Hagilo Acharkach, by a wood, you have to peel it and then do Hagala afterward. Da Kilo Favai in a mile, because peeling is not going to be enough. Mishnah Dabliya, who may have labor, because the Bliya, the absorption goes from one side to the other side. They know it's the Hagala. That's not going to come out except with Hagala. Now, just one last thing. We discussed earlier the issue of the Zeya in a pot. And the concern for Zeya in a pot was that the steam is going to go up to the lid, to the cover. And that's why you have to go ahead and kasha the cover with a Kli Rishon. So based on this, the poskin, the Shut Shevet HaLevi, or it's really in the Kovetz Beis HaLevi, but Rav Wasner points out this is the reason and the basis for going ahead and, or at least one of the basis for going ahead and having to kasha the faucets, because the faucets have the hot water and the steam coming up from the sink back up into the faucet. Besides the, you know, chashash that some chametz might have, you know, got splattered on the faucet, but you have here, maybe even more realistic is the hot steam, okay, shooting up from your, say, fleshik sink onto your, or your chametz sink back up into your faucet, and therefore that's why the faucets have to be kashered. He says that as follows, that the method of kashering that he recommends is to pour boiling water on the faucet, and as one is doing so, hot water should be running through the faucet. That's what people do. Now, we already pointed out that the actual sink might actually be a concern. We might need hagala on it of a Kli Rishon, because, let's say, hot pieces of chametz or things like that might have actually directly hit the, let's say someone, you know, poured some hot chont onto the sink, so there you have what's called a davar gush. And a davar gush always stays as a kli rishon when it's yatzal lettuce bow. So therefore, that's why we do Evan Meluban to go ahead and kasher the sinks. Ad kan.